From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. After Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, emergency responders rushed hundreds of people to hospitals. At least two of the hospitals had emergency rooms set up to treat mass casualties. But most hospitals in the country are built to provide elective, predictable care. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein has been looking into this.
Sunday night, victims started showing up.
For quite a while, we got gunshot wounds in droves.
Surgeon Deborah Cools is director of the Trauma Intensive Care Unit at University Medical Center in Las Vegas. The hospital brought in extra staff and doubled its operating rooms. They ended up with more help than necessary.
I would much rather be in that situation than the other situation of maybe having somebody die that I just couldn't take to the operating room. That did not happen.
Cools says hospitals in Southern Nevada drill for mass trauma events like this several times a year. Those efforts are financially supported by the Federal Hospital Preparedness Program. It's too soon to evaluate the region's response, but Dr. Nicole Lurie, who oversaw the federal program under President Obama, says some hospitals are more prepared than others.
Most Americans believe that the emergency care system is going to be there for them when they need it. I don't think they realize that most places could do better.
Funding for hospital preparedness has been cut by more than half since 2004. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.